We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but like, I mean no harm.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, November 1st, goes to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, if you haven't heard, the Supreme Court's conservative majority appears likely to abolish race-conscious university admissions. What does that mean? Well, nearly 20 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court determined that universities may consider race in their admissions process in an effort to achieve a more diverse campus. But on yesterday, Halloween, that spooky-ass Supreme Court was confronting the role of race in college admissions. In fact, the conservative justices repeatedly doubted whether universities would reach an endpoint in race conscious admissions. They want to end affirmative action in college admissions. Let's go to KTLA 5 for the report, please.
Big changes could be coming to college campuses across the country.
My identity can never be limited to my academic standings.
As student protesters gathered in the rain outside the U.S. Supreme Court today, the justices considered eliminating affirmative action for college applications.
I've heard the word diversity quite a few times, and I don't have a clue what it means. It seems to mean everything for everyone.
No vote today, but the conservative members of the court appear ready to end race consideration for college admissions. Chief Justice John Roberts insisted there's no clarity on when affirmative action would end.
Your position is that race matters because it's necessary for diversity, which is necessary for the sort of education you want. It's not going to stop mattering at some particular point. You're always going to have to look at race because you say race matters to give us the necessary diversity.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and other liberals argue ending affirmative action would deny students their rights to equal protection, and many students agree.
That damn Clarence. His real name's Clarence, and Clarence lives at home thinking he's a racist white parent. Now, I don't have to tell y'all how this decision would dramatically reduce enrollment rates among students of color, do I? I also don't have to tell you why this is yet another reason why they should expand the Supreme Court. I've been telling y'all four things that need to be done to protect democracy. Eliminate the filibuster so you can properly legislate. Protect voting rights. prosecute everybody involved in the attempted coup of this country on January 6th, and expand the Supreme Court. All right, not doing that has led to women's reproductive rights being taken away, and no telling what other rights will be taken away. And this seems to be one of the next ones on the chopping block. I could give them Donkey of the Day for just considering this, but what I'm giving Clarence Donkey of the Day for is being a black man who constantly not only votes against his own interests and the interests of people who look like him. Okay, notice I didn't say his own people, because he doesn't identify as one of us, but he's always voting against the interests of his own people. Okay, whether he knows he's one of us or not. All right, but not only voting against us, he doesn't even understand the basics of what it is to be one of us. All right, look, we know that a lot of us are diversity hires. All right, especially in government. Clarence Thomas was a diversity hire, at least on the surface. All right, we have all these conversations about diversity and inclusion and equity, but Clarence Thomas doesn't even know what that is? Seriously, he said he doesn't know what diversity is? Play that again for me, Ray.
Mr. Park, I've heard the word diversity quite a few times, and I don't have a clue what it means. It seems to mean everything for everyone.
I don't think diversity means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Let me hear it one more time.
Mr. Park, I've heard the word diversity quite a few times, and I don't have a clue what it means. It seems to mean everything for everyone.
That explains a lot. Right, we know what diversity is. What's the textbook definition of diversity? It's the practice or quality of including or involving people from a range of different social and ethnic backgrounds and of different genders, sexual orientations, race. Example, equality and diversity should be supported for their own sake. Right? Which is why I don't understand how a black man doesn't support diversity for his own sake. And not just support, even know what it is. Is Clarence Thomas that delusional about who he is? Clarence Thomas, you are supposed to be diversity. The problem is, you clearly don't know you're black, right? So I truly agree that you probably don't know what diversity is or what it represents, because you don't represent it. So this doesn't surprise me. All right, Clarence Thomas doesn't know what diversity is. He don't know what inclusion is. He probably don't know what black is. Look, man. All skin folk and kin folk, and this is why representation only matters if the person representing knows they represent. Please let Remy Ma give Clarence Thomas the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
And I'll rephrase, this is why representation only matters if the person representing us knows they representing us. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, yesterday, you guys got a chance to interview the co-founder of the Civil Rights Corporation and an attorney for Legal Aid Society.
I really enjoyed this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it, because I wasn't here.
Well, I got to tell you about it when they're about to come in next, and they can tell you
all
about themselves.
What's the name? Who are they? I wasn't here yesterday.
I can't pronounce. I know Alec, and I cannot pronounce that sister's name. I was calling her Ole.
What?
Alec Carrick Katsanis.
I was.
And Olayemi Olorin.
Olayemi.
Olayemi. Olayemi. Olayemi.
Salute to Olayemi.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. We're going to speak with them next.
I still don't feel like I'm pronouncing it right, but I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, she said it's Olayemi.
Oh, that sister is brilliant, mm-hmm. And I cannot wait for y'all to hear the work that they're doing. Coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.